And now for today's fun football scores. Nerves nil, friends made 11.
Goals 4, giggles 17.
Wheelchair access 1, feeling left out, 0.
Celebrations 3, high fives 21.
McDonald's Fun Football. Free football coaching for all kids aged 5 to 11. Search McDonald's Football to find out more.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to A Pod of Their Own. We are bringing you our Mensch of the Week for this week. I am here with Linda Cerevich. Hello, Linda.
Hey, Allison.
And Maggie Wiggin. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Allison.
This week on Mensch of the Week, our Mensch of the Week is not a Met. This is going to be our first non-Met Mensch of the Week, but we like variety on this show. And our Mensch of the Week this week is Andrew McCutchen. Everyone knows who Kutch is. Everyone loves Kutch. He's one of those figures who's just like pretty universally beloved in baseball. And he is back with the Pittsburgh Pirates, and he got a huge ovation from the crowd for their opener. And he made, and in addition, he made a really nice tweet about O'Neill Cruz, who was sadly recently injured in a kind of awkward slide collision at home plate that ultimately resulted in a benches clearing brawl. which was, you know, special. But we're not here to talk about brawls. We're here to talk about Mensch Andrew McCutchen. But he tweeted, "Sucks for my guy Cruz. Dude is an absolute beast. Hate to see anyone go down with an injury, but especially your own. Tough blow for everybody on this side, but we got a good group of guys here. Heal up Lil/Big Bro. Which I thought was funny. Lil Bro for being younger, Big Bro for being bigger.
Well, I'm just glad that Kutch is back where he belongs. He should have never left Pittsburgh, and it was a travesty that they let him go. But I'm also glad that he's not in the Phillies anymore, because I really didn't want to hate Andrew McCutchen.
I know. I hated having to root against Andrew McCutchen, to not have to anymore.
He was always one of those players where I'm like, I hope he hits a triple and everyone else strikes out.
Yes.
Right. Every single at bat would be perfect.
He's just one of the coolest players in baseball, like, period. And, you know, like, we picked him for Mensch of the Week because I think it demonstrates the importance more broadly of retaining/bringing back your franchise players, hopefully retaining, and not having to do what the Pirates did and bring him back at the end of his career after letting him go. And it's just, like, so important. You can see how important it is to the fan base in that reaction that they had to Kutch. And I think it goes back to the Mets, because the Mets have done a good job with this for the most part. You know, in their history, even before Steve Cohen owned the Mets, it was, like, the one thing the Mets were good at was, like, retaining their franchise players. They obviously retained David Wright. And they've done it in the more recent past with McNeil and Nimmo and Edwin Diaz. I know Edwin Diaz is not homegrown the way that McNeil and Nimmo were. But, you know, they brought him in. He became, like, you know, very beloved by the fan base, and the Mets did the right thing and extended him. And they should do it with Pete Alonso, too.
Yes. Well, and also, you know, especially for Pirates fans, they're clearly not going anywhere. Ownership's not investing in the team. So at least now, this is at least a feel-good story for them. They at least have something to cheer for. But like I said, it never should have even gone to this point. If they had just invested in their team from the beginning, Kutch probably never leaves.
And it's just like, you think about how Mets fans talk about all the time what a crime it is that David Wright never got a ring as a New York Met, right? And it's the same story with McCutchen. It's a crime. He should have a ring. He's that level of player. But, you know, when you don't invest in the team around your stars, not just keeping your stars, but you don't invest in the team around them, they, you know, they don't get the recognition they deserve in baseball. I mean, it's what the Angels are doing to Trout now, and Ohtani to a certain extent, but Ohtani at least has the opportunity to leave at some point. Trout, they retained him, they did the right thing, but they haven't built a team around him. So Trout, potentially one of the greatest baseball players of all time, already is one of the greatest of all time. And the only reason he's not the undisputed greatest of all time is because the greatest of all time is probably sharing his team with him right now. And he might go his whole career without getting a ring.
Well, and also, it was also a crime when the Pirates were good. All they had to show for it was one wild card loss, and that was when they there was one game. So that was all they had. When they had Neil Walker, Koch, and they made it to the playoffs, and it was just one game, and it was over. So even that's unfair to him, too. Like, you know, and don't necessarily, because even, you know, when I went to the induction ceremony for Piazza, and there he is with Griffey, and I'm looking, like, Griffey's one of the greatest players to ever play the game again, and never played in a World Series. I'm like, well, at least Piazza got to, never won, but at least he got to play in one. So it's just, it's, you know, it's sad when teams fail these players who deserve so much more, like David Wright, too.
Yeah. And it, I mean, it's yeah, it, I think Trout is like the ultimate, is going to end up being the ultimate example of this. It's just a travesty. Trout is the greatest hitter like ever. And he just might never win a World Series.
Well, Tani won't have that problem when he comes to New York next year.
I certainly hope so. I certainly hope so. Yeah, so I hope that the Mets continue to do the right thing, and, you know, do what they have done with some of their homegrown talent in Nimmo and McNeil, and, you know, and getting the complementary pieces and keeping them here to build a core like they've done with Edwin Diaz and Francisco Lindor, who's going to be, you know, like Francisco Lindor, hopefully on a Hall of Fame track. And if he is on a Hall of Fame track, he'll be wearing a Mets cap in the Hall of Fame. Like, that's really, really cool. The Mets don't have too many of those. So, you know, having a few more of those from this current crop of players would be pretty cool. And, you know, the Mets haven't had a lifer, like, since David Wright. We thought that DeGrom was going to be that guy. He's
no,
not.
Good vibes only.
good vibes only for Mets of the Week. So hopefully Alonso will be that guy, and he'll be a Met forever, because it's really hard for me to envision him anywhere else. Just like it's hard for us to envision Kutch anywhere else besides in a Pittsburgh Pirates uniform, even though he's already been in other uniforms. I'm still just going to think of those as weird.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah, it never looked right. Him in red just never looked right.
It was wrong.
It was.
But now he's back where he belongs. And I hope he has a successful season. You know, there was a moment there where we thought he might be a Met. The Mets tried to sign him. They wanted to sign him. And I would have been so happy, because I love Kutch. But obviously he wanted to go home, and it was a place where he could start. And I don't blame him. Like, it's much better to be, even if you, even though, like, he would have a better chance of that elusive ring if he came to the Mets, it's, you know, he was going to be a bench player on the Mets, and he's an everyday player, in the team that he came up with. I don't blame him at all for that choice. Not one bit.
Yeah, there were a lot of, like, disappointing misses in the offseason, and Kutch is like, nope, that's actually exactly where he should be. That's the right thing.
Makes sense.
Well, I mean, there was some talk about moments like that. Would the umpires let it go because of the pitch clock? And they actually did the right thing this time.
Yeah. Oh my God, what a crime it would be if they, like, cut off an ovation for
it Kutch. Would not surprise one bit.
No.
Like, if they, the first time, obviously we're not going to experience it this season, sadly, but the first time they cut off Narco, I will storm the field. I will literally storm the field. Perhaps not literally, because if I get arrested and I don't want to get banned from Citi Field, but someone will be getting a strongly worded letter from me.
How dare you cut off Narco?
How absolutely dare you? So yeah, never cut off Kutch, never cut off Narco. And I hope Kutch has a fantastic welcome home season for the Pirates.
Yeah, moments like that, let the umpires use their discretion. Don't be so married to the pitch clock.
Although, I don't know, umpires' discretion is sometimes bad.
True.
But in this case, yes, I think that that's good. But yeah. Kutch is our mensch of the week this week as the prototypical example of a player who should have stayed in Pittsburgh, should have always been there. And we hope that he serves as an example for the Mets to retain their beloved franchise players. So that does it for our mensch of the week segment this week. You can go to homerunapplesauce.com to find all of our fantastic shows. We have obviously a whole network of shows for you to check out. You can support our work at patreon.com/homerunapplesauce. You can follow Home Run Applesauce on Twitter and Instagram at @HRApplesauce. You can follow this show on Twitter at @ApodOfTheirOwn. You can follow each of us on Twitter. I am at PetitePhD. Where are you, Linda?
At Linda Servage.
And you, Maggie?
At Maggie162.
You can subscribe to the podcast Home Run Applesauce wherever you get your podcasts from, proudly part of the Fans First Sports Network. Please rate and review the show. It really helps people find us. The original intro and outro music to this podcast is by Bunga. Let's go Mets, and don't forget, there's no crying in podcasts.